Adam Herbst, along with Lane McKibben from the club, said that on paper they have 200 members. At their meetings, held every other Monday after school, they attract 60 to 20 people.
What we do is make sure that, you know, gain our people of the LGBTQ plus community inside of Park City High School feel accepted and happy and within our community. Because, you know, there's obviously been discrimination between or against people who are LGBTQ plus. So we want to make sure that those people are accepted within our high school, especially the youth.
Students will be teaching the parent classes, which are scheduled next Friday and Saturday from 5:30 to 7.
They're going to be at Park City High School in Ms. Brzezicki's room. So that's just in the English hallway, first door on the right. They're going to be May 4th and 5th, so that's a Friday and a Saturday. The first one is going to be specifically on gender and sexuality, so we'll be teaching all of the terms about gender and sexuality and how to apply them. We'll also be teaching about spectrums and things like that and how to apply those terms onto the romantic sexual, or yeah, the romantic sexuality, gender, gender expression, and yeah, and romantic spectrums. And then our second class, May 5th, that's going to be how to accept someone who's coming out. These are specifically for parents because we know there's a lot of really cool parents here in Park City, but we also want to make sure that that they don't accidentally say something, and, you know, offensive to their child, or we want to make sure that their child is, you know, as accepted as possible, and make sure that they know when the child comes out as something, that they know what that is, that they know what that identity is.
Herbst also talked about some of the topics brought up in their regular meetings.
Most recently, we talked about queer theory, which is just kind of applying the values of LGBTQ plus community to different kind of structures and institutions within our society. And we had a guest speaker come in, Carrie from the University of Utah. Really, really cool. They teach queer theory at the University of Utah. We also go over some other topics, just kind of delving into, like, you know, terms and things like that and how to apply said terms. We had lessons throughout the year to teach some of the people in GSA, because, you know, a lot of people know those terms, you know, and know what they mean and know how to apply them properly, but we also don't want to assume that everyone knows what they mean, so we want to just teach as much as we can, and then if, you know, someone thought they knew what it meant and something like that, then we can clear misconceptions.
McKibben said they offer a support group.
After meetings, we have support group, and it's run by me, and I just, like, help people come to terms with who they are and, like, whatever they're struggling through. It doesn't even have to be LGBT related. And so I help people feel accepted. And then we also aren't just, like, focused on all the serious topics. We also have, like, socials and things like that to just have fun.
Lane McKibben and Adam Herbst from the Park City High School Gay Straight Alliance. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.